Or I go clone. Let me show you everything I know. A jungle slang spinning round my head and I stand while my naked fool fresh out.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are so back.
We are so back.
Was I on your show last time, or were you on mine when we did the garden?
I think you were on my show.
This is awesome. This is This is a long time coming. This is perfect. Oh, man.
And everybody wanted.
Yeah, no, I mean, I was getting texts all day being like, every time I've had another guest on, they were like, we don't like them and we would rather you have Emily. And I was like, that's not very nice.
Absolutely.
But I had to be kind to those guests. You know what I mean? Even though at the end of the day,
man,
there's only one Emily Childs.
Yeah.
Welcome back. This is Ethan Walsey.
You're listening to 91.5
FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I literally don't think I've done that for 3 months. And the only reason I did that is because, do we get like fined? Or like,
I think because it's like a public radio station, you have to
qualify
and say, and that's why we also do
the PZA. The Wicked Pizza. Yeah, absolutely. The Wicked Pizza. We could totally do the pizza.
Yeah.
We'll make it fun. For those of you who don't know, it is a very special day today. A day that I don't think anybody should gloss over or forget or should be swept under the rug. I think it is a monumental day in American history. It is Emily Childs' birthday today. Everybody, just, you know, revel in the fact that you get to listen to this live.
22 years old.
You do the Taylor Swift thing, right? What do you think of that?
I'm not a huge Swiftie. I appreciate.
I'm an ally. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I appreciate the impact that she's had on pop culture and.
Dude, you know, it's crazy. Like.
But not a huge Swiftie, but I liked doing the 22 thing today.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like there are no other. Really, like, there's no 23 songs, there's no 24 songs. 25, I don't know if there's any songs about renting cars, but that'd be a bar.
You know, if you have AAA, then when you're 21, then you can rent a car with AAA.
I'm so doing
that.
So then
you don't actually have anything to look forward to after 21.
Yeah, no, that's actually.
Except for marriage and children.
Except for marriage and children. But honestly, that comes like in second and third relative to renting cars. Yeah. But now that I have AAA.
And that's a maybe.
That's a maybe. I'll research it. But now that I have AAA, I know I have nothing to look forward to.
Yeah.
So, which is a bummer.
Exactly. Sorry. I didn't mean to burst that
bubble. No, it's fine. It's just like, you know, I was like the only thing.
It burst mine because now I'm like, oh, what am I looking forward to? 30?
Yeah. Ugh, anything that ends with a zero just is so weird. Your Instagram, you were like, I'm almost 30. And I was like, no, you're not, dude. Jesus.
I know, it's just
every time I see where it's like, what is it? Like, we're closer to 2030 something than we are to. And I was like,
literally doing that today because now I'm closer to 30 than I am to 14.
Yeah, but good. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no,
you know what I mean?
I know, yeah. No, I hear you.
What were you doing at, like, what aesthetic were you bringing to the table at 14?
Girl chic.
Yeah, that's fair. Were you doing the Ivoriella thing?
No,
I. Do you know what that is?
Yes,
yeah. Okay.
Did,
okay. Okay.
I never did that. I never did like the whole Vineyard Vines thing.
Yeah, me neither. I yeah.
I just like.
That's
just,
a lie.
I went
totally.
To TJ Maxx and Marshalls. I just
really
kind of, like, opted for like a more preppy kind of white girl.
Interesting. I think that.
Like 2016.
I think the male equivalent of that, because like I remember like opening presents on Hanukkah and just like. Like shitting bricks over like the Vineyard Vines shirts.
Yeah, everybody was.
Yeah, are you kidding
me? And
then
like everybody would freak out when you wore it.
Yeah, and there's probably so many photos of me in like yearbooks and
remember
stuff.
When things were way more exciting.
I mean, that's the thing. Like before we got on air, we were talking about like I was like, "How's your birthday?" And you were like, "It was, yeah, it was good," but like, I don't know what.
No, things are so exciting.
I mean, of course they're still exciting, but like, oh my God, I miss like themed birthdays, like Thomas the Tank Engine themed, or like the Muppets themed, like Star Wars themed. Now it's just like age. The theme is age.
Yeah.
Which is lame.
Yeah, the theme is let's hang out.
We could do that. You know, I literally would have had you on the show anyways, probably if you were born on like the 12th or the 13th. Like I would still just be like, you want to come on the show? I think, I don't know. Birthdays need to be sillier. I think that's something we need to normalize. I have done.
Let's solidify birthdays.
Oh, absolutely. I've done a white trash birthday for the past 2 years. I didn't do it this year because I got surprised.
Yeah. Which, yeah.
No complaints. But I did the Applebee's thing and I did the Chili's thing.
I love the Chili's thing.
Dude, it's good. Like, it's good.
You should have the 99. Do you know about the 99?
I have heard legends. There's okay, what's like the shopping center that's like the wine outlet and Target and like Party City.
Oh.
And there's like a nine, like it's an island in the middle of the parking lot. and I have no idea why it's there.
It's like over in Everett.
Yes. Yeah. It's like a square or a whatever.
I don't even know if that has a name. I just know what you're talking about.
It's great. I've got a lot of good.
Texas Roadhouse.
Is that not the same thing?
You're not allergic to peanuts. You're good.
I'm not allergic to peanuts. Why? Why is that important? Why? Wait, just out me on air, first of all. I'm just messing with you.
Sorry.
Do they like fry it in peanut oil, or are they peanut shells in the ground?
Yeah. Okay. So basically, they like give every table a bucket of peanuts, and they throw the shells everywhere. So if you have peanut allergy,
I just could not enter the premises. Yeah, pretty much. I mean, so. Thank God. Thank God I was like, you know, the powers that be were like, we'll let them slide in this one category. Thank goodness.
Yeah, peanuts are pretty lit.
Do you have any food allergies?
I don't have any food allergies.
But you have...
I have a non-food allergy.
And it, can I guess it?
I mean, you're never going to, but you absolutely can try. It doesn't really make a lot of sense.
It's probably going to be something weird, like... Like, not... Horses are too common. I don't know. Like
not animals. It's not like a being. It's like a thing.
It's like a thing. And you are allergic to... It's like styrofoam or something weird.
It kind of that vibe. I'm allergic to isobutane.
Isobutane. I could draw that chemical structure, but I don't know what it's used for.
A lot of the time, it's used for like things that are aerosol containers, so I can't use a lot of aerosol.
Hairspray, bug spray, sunscreen.
Yeah, so I have to use like the crank spray, bug spray, and I have to use like
the Amish cream. Version. That's tight. Yeah, Amish version. That's hardcore. Yeah, no tech for you.
Yeah, no shaving cream.
Really?
I use Dr. Bronner's for shaving.
Dr. Bronner's is great.
I love Dr. Bronner's.
I used Dr. Bronner's for a while because I'm going to out myself twice on air. I have crazy stupid eczema. And mom, if you're listening to this, like she will tell you, you gotta be sensitive. That's what I'm saying, man. We're built so terribly. It's a miracle we're even here right now. It's wild. Now that my brother did 23andMe, I just like love asking him, like, yo, could you search this like last name? Like, see if we're may or may not be cousins or what. We should look.
Yeah, we should.
That'd be so funny. I would be curious as well. It'd be interesting. All right, let's see. What's next? I don't want to do Monroe just yet. Let's do some Stevie Wonder.
I would love
that. Oh my gosh, I didn't even see that. That's so perfect. Okay. This is Happy Birthday by Stevie Wonder. No particular reason why we added it to the playlist. Just a random song.
Yeah.
Thanks for tuning in, guys.
Time will bring, or in peace our hearts will sing.
If you didn't know why we were playing that song, it was, I forgot why we decided to play that song. Is it because it's your birthday? No, that's ridiculous. No. That's ridiculous. I don't know. Crazy weather, huh?
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
So gray for September.
What?
In all seriousness.
What'd you say?
So gray for September.
It's crazy. Because I remember when I first got here, it was like September was synonymous with like actually having to pull sweaters out of my closet, and now I'm in a tank top, and
yeah, it's hot.
It is hot.
It's usually bluer and cooler.
Bluer and cooler. I think that's a good combination. Yeah. I was talking with one of my housemates earlier about like there's a hurricane kind of ripping its way up the East Coast. Oh, she's a coming. And I was like, I think the low pressure system that it's causing is giving me a headache. And I was met with a little bit of guff about that. A little quasi pseudosciencey whatchamacallit. But honestly, I just took Advil and that was the end of that. So yeah. You proud of me? Yeah. Well, anyways, my mom was like, play some Post Malone. And I said, what song? It has to be about birthdays. And then she sent me this upcoming song. So, Mom, I know how much you love Post Malone. And this one's for you.
It's your birthday. We gon' party like it's your birthday. We gon' sip a Bacardi like it's your birthday. And you know we don't give a fuck, it's not your birthday. You'll find me in the club, bottle full of bub. Look, mommy, I got the X, I'm getting to taking drugs. I'm into having sex, I ain't into making love. So come give me a hug, get into getting rough. You can find me in the club, bottle full of bub. Look, mommy, I got the X, I'm getting to taking drugs. I'm into having sex, I ain't into making love. So come give me a hug,
get into getting rubbed. When I pull up out front, you see the Benz on dub. When I roll 20 deep, it's 20 knives in the club. Niggas heard I fuck with Dre, now they wanna show me love. When you sell like Eminem and the hoes, they wanna fuck. But homie, ain't nothing changed, hold down, G's up. I see exhibit in the cut, they nigga roll that weed up. If you watch how I move, you mistake before I play up here. Been hit with a few shells, but I don't walk with a limp. In the hood, in the LA, they saying 50, you hot. They like me, I want them to love me like they love pop. But holla in New York, the niggas to tell you I'm loco. When you plan is to put the rap game in the choke. Oh, I'm fully focused, man. My money on my mind. Got a meal out the deal and I'm still on the grind. Now shorty say she feeling my style, she feeling my flow. A girl from Woody, they buy and they ready to go. I'm in the club, bottle full of bub. Look, mommy, I got the head sippy in the taking drugs. I'm in the having sex, I ain't in the making love. So come give me a hug if you're in the getting rough. You can find me in the club. Bottle full of bub, look mommy, I got the head tipping in the taking drugs. I'm in the having sex, I ain't in the making love. So come give me a hug, if you're in the getting rough. My flow, my show brought me the dough. That brought me all my fancy things. My crib, my cars, my clothes, my shoes. Look, nigga, I done came up and I ain't changed. And you should love it way more than you hate it. Nigga, you mad? I thought that you'd be happy I made it. I'm that cat by the bar, toasting to the good life. You that faggot ass nigga tryna pull me back, right? My junk get the bumping in the club, it's on. I'm with my eye at your bitch, if she smiles, she gone. Hit the roof on fire, let the motherfucker burn. They're talking about money, homie, I ain't concerned. I'ma tell you what banks for me, cause go ahead, switch the style up. The niggas hate to let them hate them, watch the money pile up. And we can go upside the head with a bottle of bull. Then the way we fucking be. You can find me in the club, bottle full of bub. Look, mommy, I got the head sippy in the taking drugs. I'm in the having sex, I ain't in the making love. So come give me a hug if you're in the getting rough. You can find me in the club, bottle full of bub. Look, mommy, I got the head sippy in the taking drugs. I'm in the having sex, I ain't in the making love. So come give me a hug if you're in the getting rough. Don't try to act like you don't know where we be, nigga. I'm in the club all the time, nigga. It's a problem, pop up, nigga. G-Unit.
Too, if it happened to-
So I just Googled it. Have you done the whole what people were born on my birthday thing?
I think a couple of times, but I don't think I remember. Is it like, I feel like
it's a bragging point.
Like in the Connor Franta bracket. Is J.C. Kalin, maybe?
J.C. Kalin? Oh. Like, is that, yeah, that's like a, that was like a Musical.ly person. Like, yeah. But like the TikTok before that. Yeah. I didn't see him.
Oh,
I mean, maybe I'm just barking up the wrong, he might be, but I'm not looking at like that flavor of celebrity.
I think it was probably like 2014. I think that's when he was popular.
You share a birthday with Ludacris, which is a bar that is so goddamn
Burger
cool.
King.
Absolutely. And Taraji P. Henson. And she's also
Virgo
amazing. Great. Yeah, she's wonderful.
Loki Virgo season is stacked.
That's what I'm saying. Because I was so jealous that the leg of Beyonce's tour that overlapped with Virgo, because she is a Virgo and she takes that very seriously, was when she had already got out of Boston. I'm very bummed about it. I wish I went to see her, man, because I did love that album.
She had the best nails.
To see Beyonce? That's so cool. Did she like do the whole outfit glitz and glam type thing? Oh, that's ugh. I love that album. Honestly, I didn't religiously like. It didn't like make its way in. Beyonce didn't make her way into like my actual like rotation until this album. Like certain songs from certain albums, like a self-titled album, I think is like that is just untouchable. Solange conversation, and I was met with a lot of heat.
Well,
when I said I love Beyonce, and it'd be hard for me.
It's not heat. It's just I disagree.
Healthy discourse, I think.
Which is what.
Yeah.
Life is
fun. I don't. It wasn't from you. I think it was from somebody else. I think it was from.
I like both of them, but I'm just like I prefer Solange's music.
That's fair. I think in terms
which
of like.
I respect. I think Beyonce's a great one. I'm not saying that she doesn't.
Visuals, Solange has got it.
Yeah.
Like aesthetics, Solange has got it. But like just in headphones, it's hard. It's hard. It is hard. But the thing is, the fact that we're even like talking about it is like they're both got to be doing something
that's
right.
True.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes, definitely.
All right. The next song that I have queued up is a song. From like a very nostalgic song for me, and I think you probably know it. I would bump. This was like one of the very first songs that was downloaded on my iPod Touch.
Word
is right. I love it so much. I still listen to it like walking to class because it's just you can't help but be in a good mood. Do you want me to tell you what it is? Should we just get into it? Let's just get into it.
Break them.
You just put me onto it, so we'll see. You got some community-based knowledge that you would love to share with the class?
I do.
Let's hear it. Oh my! I'm so interested.
Tufts Community Day mm-hmm. is happening on Sunday, October 1st.
Join these are like present.
This is happening right now.
Oh, word.
Join your neighbors your family, uh-huh. and your friends for Tufts Community Day on Sunday, October 1st from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. The event will take place on the Academic Quad, which is up by Olin, which you can find on GPS if you don't know where the Academic Quad is.
Not to be confused with... There's Res Quad and there's Academic Quad, and they're at, like, that's the same, correct. Like, planar level?
Yes, they break apart. They're separated by Olin.
Res Quad is Res Quad because the residence halls are on either side of it.
Well, that's...
Like, Miller and Houston?
Well, they've redefined it, but it's traditionally... It's actually Res Quad because it used to be a reservoir, and they filled it in, which is why it gets so muddy with puddles.
Actually, it was because it was a reservoir. Studies have shown... Keep reading.
The event will... Okay, so the Active Quad at Tufts Medford Somerville Campus.
Woohoo!
Highlights of the day will include live music and dance performances by student groups, information from Medford and Somerville community groups, research projects by Tufts University faculty, and for children of all ages, crafts, portrait artists, jumbo lawn games, and other activities, plus a free lunch for everybody. Community Day is free and open to the public. All events are handicapped accessible, and free parking is available. Events including lunch will take place on the main Academic Quad at the top of the hill by Goddard Chapel, Bayou Hall, and the statue of our Lord and Savior.
Our Lord and Savior Jumbo.
Jumbo.
Mm-hmm.
Community Day will be held rain or shine.
Oh, God. They're really serious about this thing. Oh, my God.
Like, they keep emphasizing the fact.
The fact is, like, this is going to happen. Please go.
October 1st.
Jesus, they're about it.
For more information, just search the web for Tufts Community Day. This has been a public service message from the Tufts Office of Community Relations and WMFO in Medford.
And Emily Childs. Yeah, of course. I don't like the fact that they were like, and for children of all ages, arts and crafts. I was like, I like arts and crafts.
I took Ethan's collage Genini.
You did. And I'm good. I could make varsity. You know what I mean? Definitely. Like, I was really about it.
You were really good.
I was really about it. I got to pick that back up. I gotta keep going. I gotta get more. I gotta subscribe to magazines.
Yeah, you gotta subscribe, or you can just, like, get them secondhand.
That's true.
For cheaper.
Yeah, that's real. I could probably just pop out to some sort of distributor. Let's save OL Part 1 for when I'm more pensive and dark and brooding.
Sounds good. Maybe we can save it for when you come on mic.
Teehee. Okay. It's a date. All right. Kids by Current Joy, Just Getting Older by Oasis, or Marilyn Monroe. I want to close out with Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah, I think we should.
I think that's perfect.
It's
the
first song I thought of when you said, like, what you were thinking.
I'm so glad. Did I say the theme? The theme's like birth,
yeah, like,
birthing, birthday, birth time,
age.
Birth age, just getting older.
Yeah.
Going through the motions.
Just getting older.
Yeah, man. All right. I guess that's coming up. It's coming up. Let's do it. This is Just Getting Older by Oasis does another song. Wait. It's like a douchebag song. And wait.
Everybody was comparing to the Kens.
Yeah. Oh my god. A Wonderwall. Yeah. God damn it. Oh, that's perfect. All right. This is the second best song ever made by Oasis and in general on free samples.
and I saw and so softly undo the dishes and feed the fishes.
What were we just talking about?
That was too long.
That was too long. That was so 3 minutes ago. You know what? That's so in the past. We're looking towards the future. Under 10 minutes.
I know.
Until
I'm
you're not special anymore.
More
yeah, exactly. See, that's how arbitrary and stupid it is. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I could have been lied to. You know what I mean?
Well, actually, because I was born on 9/11, 2001, my parents were asked at the hospital whether or not they
wanted to change
the birthday. True. To the 12th or to the 10th.
And they were like,
no,
this is hard. Like, this is...
Literally. They were like, it's important for her to know the truth. One, like, principle of honesty. Two, they were like, it's like somebody being born on like Pearl Harbor Day or something, like hopefully it will put a little fire under her and
mm-hmm.
she'll want to like do better things for this country. And I'm like,
you're like, this country is kind of, yeah, I'm like, I might, you know,
hop. Also, it's a nice idea.
It's also hard.
It is.
Like, it's awesome.
It's pretty cool.
I mean, no, it's very interesting. God, I was going to say something and it was going to be hilarious. Just take my word for it that it was going to be hilarious. I can't think of it. You. Okay, cool. I'm going
to
think
sure
about
we'll
it.
I'll come back to you at some point. You
probably.
Can text me.
You know what? Yeah, I will text you.
I'm expecting one in like 2 days.
And being like, I remembered it. Oh, God. It's going to come to me in a dream. So you're going to get it at like 3 a.m.
Perfect.
I've been like brain foggy. And I don't know. I think it might be the weather. I think it might be
going back to school.
Yeah, it's just so much coinciding.
Yeah.
I can't imagine like I'm kind of on the tail end of the school year because like my birthday coincides with when things wrap up and the summer begins.
Yeah.
So I kind of understand. It's like, but as if you go far enough on either side of the spectrum, they kind of
there's nostalgia that there's, plagues both ends.
Exact plagues is a great All right, Miss Childs, let's calm it down. You're not taking the SAT over here. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Do you really? That's so dorky of you. Jesus. Yeah. Alrighty. Let's do some damn music. This next song. I love this song. I love the music video for this song. I love the floppy hat that this guy wears. Jamiroquai. You've seen Napoleon Dynamite. Of course you have, because you're cultured. Anyways, Canned Heat is the song that he goes nuts to.
Okay, wait, because this song was on my playlist for the summer.
Canned Heat?
Yeah.
This is not Canned Heat. You know what?
Oh.
Do we have time?
No, no, do your thing.
Do you know Virtual Insanity?
Yeah.
That's what's coming up.
I'm so
Are you at peace with that?
I
love this goddamn song. All right, I'm gonna stop flapping my gums. This is what I think, and this is probably the best song ever made on Free Samples.
Ooh, hey, hey. Oh, what we're living in. Let me tell ya. And it's a world that man can eat at all. When things are big, that should be small. Who can tell what magic spells we'll be doing for us? Just can't see that half of us immersed in sin is out.
All right, we got to speak quick because we have an absolute bombshell, and I want to have as much time
literally
as I can. Absolutely.
One of the sultriest
renditions of this song I've ever heard.
Probably the sultriest.
I would give it that 100%. All right. I'm going to wrap up quick just cuz I want to have enough time for this.
Sounds
but
good.
Emily, in the last 2 minutes of your birthday, thank you for spending them with me. It has been such a pleasure having you on the show. I love you very much. You mean the world to me. Yeah, okay. I'm gonna do the thing. This is Ethan Walsey, and this is Emily Childs. And that is Emily Childs, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Hope your birthday was fun. What a good way to wrap it up.
So fun.
Mwah. Love you very much. And here is no.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Mr. President. Happy birthday to you. Mr. President, for all the things you've done, the battles that you've won, the way you deal with U.S. Steel and our problems by the ton, we thank you so much. Everybody, happy birthday!